Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Margie Schaefer.
I'm Eric Thomas.
And here's what's happening.
The era of solo electric vehicle drivers cruising in California's carpool lanes is officially coming to a close. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports live, the long-running clean air vehicle decal program will expire this week. Matt?
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Margie. Yeah, this popular perk, which has allowed hundreds of thousands of EV and zero-emission vehicle owners to use the carpool lanes, is ending on Wednesday, October 1st. This after Congress failed to extend the necessary federal authorization. Steve Lemke, who's had the stickers on his Tesla since 2011, says kicking EVs out of the HOV lanes will be bad for all commuters.
People generally don't carpool, and all these single vehicle clean air vehicles are going to be thrust back into the other lanes because they won't be able to ride in the carpool lane.
It's unclear just how this change will actually impact traffic. Bill McGavern with the Coalition for Clean Air tells KPIX 5 there may be a silver lining for the environment.
You may see a benefit in the carpool lanes are moving better, and that's better for the cars that actually are carrying two or more people.
Now, while the EV stickers become souvenirs on Wednesday, the CHP is giving EV drivers a 60-day grace period before writing any tickets. Live in Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Thank you, Matt. The Valley Transportation Authority is growing its zero-emission bus fleet, and as KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports, the VTA has officially begun construction on innovative charging infrastructure.
The finished project will lead to dozens of electric buses being charged at the VTA's Cerrone Bus Division. PG&E, a partner to make it happen. Jeremy Howard is with PG&E.
This site represents an exciting milestone, and we're not here just to celebrate electric buses and chargers. We're here to celebrate the future of clean air and quieter streets.
VTA board chair Sergio Lopez.
Making this investment, expanding our zero emission bus fleet, reflects our priority to modernize VTA's operation while improving air quality and reliability, serving our communities in multiple ways.
There's been a number of challenges for the VTA along the way, trying to build out its electric charging infrastructure, primarily a battery fire that grounded its fleet of buses back in 2023. Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
A Waymo got dinged by police in San Bruno during a DUI enforcement exercise Friday night. Officers pulled over the driverless car after it made an illegal U-turn at a traffic light. But of course, when the cops walked up to the driver's side window, there was no driver there. The SBPD said in a Facebook post the officers couldn't issue a citation to a robot, but they did tell Waymo's parent company, Alphabet, about what happened. The incident highlights an emerging problem with law enforcement, that is, how to handle robots that break the law.
San Francisco police are offering a $50,000 reward in connection with a killing in the Mission District last year. 32-year-old Keith Albert, who used a wheelchair, was shot and killed on 20th Street near Shotwell Street on the morning of August 5th, 2024. The reward is being offered for information leading to the identification, arrest, and conviction of whomever is responsible for Albert's killing. Police have released a picture of a person of interest in the case, and anyone with information is urged to get in touch with police. This comes after San Francisco leaders passed legislation in June that makes it easier for the SFPD to reward tipsters. Now the chief of police can approve rewards for people who want to remain anonymous or who have past criminal histories.
Police in Antioch are cracking down on sideshows this weekend. They went to work after more than 200 cars and 300 people turned up for an illegal sideshow at Hillcrest Avenue and 18th Street on Friday night. CHP and Antioch police moved in on the crowd, seizing 22 vehicles, four of which had been stolen, issuing more than 30 citations and making several felony arrests. An ordinance passed by the Antioch City Council makes it illegal there to organize or advertise a sideshow, and spectators can even be fined up to $1,000.
Despite a widening of Highway 101, some North Bay commuters say that new carpool lane hours are slowing down their commute. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports live from Novato, where there's a push to change the times back. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Margie. That's right. The big change this morning, three lanes each way on 101 in the North Bay. That long-running construction project widening what was previously a bottleneck between Marin and Sonoma counties. Now, prior to this project, each county had their own carpool hours. So the change now is bringing those both in line together, 5 to 10 in the morning, 3 to 7 in the evening, standardizing both the counties and bringing them in line with the rest of the Bay Area. But it hasn't been, the change has been tough for some. Jeremy Weaver commutes between the two counties. He says he's sitting in traffic 30 to 50 minutes longer.
It depends. It's weird. It's like there's some days if you leave at 6:45, you're all right. And then if you leave at 6:47, you're cooked.
There's a petition drive launched to restrict hours. It's gained about 5,000 signatures so far. Vince Chacall is a spokesman for Caltrans. He tells KPIX 5 the agency has heard the complaints and traffic engineers will look at the analysis of travel times and then decide whether to make any changes from there.
This is a big change, and Caltrans doesn't take it lightly. We're doing this to improve safety in the Bay Area.
Reporting live in Novato, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
It's not all that unusual for someone who's homeless to refuse shelter if they can't keep their pet with them. But as KCBS's Jennifer Hodges reports, more and more service providers are understanding that.
Patty, who's been homeless on and off in San Jose, has a dog.
Picked her out when she was a day old. I have a picture of me holding her when she's a day old.
Uh-huh.
So it's very important.
When we look at on a systems level, the barriers for folks to say yes to coming into shelter, into supportive housing.
And not Leonard Wookie is the vice president of programs and services for Life Moves.
It usually falls into one of three areas. The first is partners, the second is pets, and the third is possessions.
Service providers are taking the hint. Dog runs and dog parks are increasingly being incorporated into homeless services.
There's been a wonderful focus on really honoring that.
In San Jose, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Five people have been displaced in San Francisco's Twin Peaks neighborhood after a fire in their apartment building that impacted three units. 14 people were evacuated when the fire broke out at the building on Crestline Drive near Burnett Avenue yesterday afternoon. One dog that was rescued from the fire died from heat and smoke inhalation. No people were hurt. Reports say this was an accidental cooking fire.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You may have seen kayakers or paddle boarders out on the bay, but have you ever seen a water biker? You might be seeing a lot of them out there soon as an emerging nonprofit ramps up its efforts to make the sport more accessible. KCBS's Shannon Golden went on a ride of her own to find out more.
Imagine a stationary bike and a catamaran had a baby. That's how Damian McLeod describes these sleek machines, which are a far cry from the early versions dating back to the 1860s. And I'm about to take one for a spin here at Pier 40.
Yep, I'm going to step all the way out. Okay. Then bring your hand over the other
Although
side.
It's a little scary climbing on over open water, McLeod makes me feel at ease. And soon we're pedaling out of South Beach Harbor.
Sea lion saying hello from my water bike. Damien's going hands-free.
Now McLeod is a natural on a water bike, but it wasn't always that way. Back in 2017, when he was working as a photographer, he went on a trip to Hawaii.
Literally moments after we got there, we got into a horrific car accident.
He suffered severe back and neck injuries, and recovery was slow.
And I got bored to tears. I could not do my Peloton at home anymore. I wanted to be outside.
That's when he found out about water biking.
I didn't hurt, and then I was able to easily pedal and move fairly quickly, and I felt free.
In a year, he was in the best shape of his life, and others were starting to take interest, so he scrounged up enough for another bike.
I started inviting people out.
It was such a hit that he made it an official business, Spin Out Fitness. 8 years later, he's got 15 bikes and brings folks from all walks of life out onto the bay each week.
You can have one leg, you can have one arm. I've had people out there that are deaf. I've had people out there that are blind.
It's a workout, to be sure, but it's also a meditative chance to connect with nature.
You've got the waves underneath you, you've got current, boats going by, animals coming up around you.
And come October, McLeod says they're hoping to bring that experience to even more people by going nonprofit.
The changes that are in my life and in my heart and my spirit, a lot of that came from my experience on water biking in the last like 10 years. And I want to see those changes in other people.
In the middle of the San Francisco Bay, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Bad Bunny will headline halftime at Super Bowl 60 at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. The superstar singer's performance was confirmed on Instagram last night by the NFL, Roc Nation, and Apple Music. Bad Bunny is one of the world's most streamed artists. He's also famous for his appearances on Saturday Night Live, and he's set to host the show this coming Saturday, Super Bowl 60, scheduled for February 8th.
Well, we knew it was coming, and finally, it's here. Today, OpenAI launched new parental controls for its ChatGPT that not only restricts what a teen can be exposed to, but also when it can be used. Details from KCBS reporter Holly Kwan.
The new controls allow parents and teens to strengthen safeguards by linking their accounts.
Parents won't be able to read a teen's chats, but they can restrict exposure to sensitive content and access during certain hours, like overnight, and control whether ChatGPT can remember past discussions. That's been a point of contention among experts like San Jose State tech expert Ahmad Banafa, who says the existing guardrails soften the more frequently a user logs on.
The system will recognize your personality, your emotion, the questions you're asking for. You don't have to repeat that, oh, I'm doing this because of this.
Human moderators will flag a teen's use if the conversation delves into things like suicide, and OpenAI will alert parents within hours, something the company says it's working on reducing to minutes. Red flags go up with topics like romantic or violent role play, extreme beauty ideas, or viral challenges. Both the parents and teens have to opt in to the new safety features. OpenAI says it may also call local police if human moderators think a teen may be in imminent danger. Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.